We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now is Abe Landau, who is from Jamaica Plain. You know how, Rich, sometimes somebody will say, you know, let's have this guy pick my lottery numbers because he's really lucky?
Yes.
That wouldn't be Abe.
Not Abe.
No, that would not.
I would not ask him for
that. That would not be Abe, who goes to see his primary care physician in 2015 for a routine checkup, and they tell you, you've been diagnosed with testicular cancer, and oh, by the way, you've also been diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia, too? What the heck is going on here? How do you get diagnosed with two different cancers at the same time?
Yeah, that's a real good question, and I definitely confused all my doctors at first with it, too. I won't forget, you know, I went in for a routine physical and, you know, I had been kind of putting it off for a while and I actually canceled my first appointment back in January. And then with it getting rescheduled for June 26, 2015, they forgot to send the paperwork to go get the blood testing before my checkup. So I went in, everything looked great. Then my doctor, Dr. Tarnell, just asked, you know, let's do the blood work afterwards. So I remember I was at Blanchard's getting a bottle of wine to have with my partner, Jen. And I got a phone call Friday night, and Dr. Tarnell was like, you know, something looks a little off. We're not really sure what's going on. So we'd like you to go down to Brigham Women's, get some more testing. And I walked in, you know, Friday night ER, everything's triage. And the guys in front of me are, you know, bleeding, having a tough night, and they're telling them, you know, 5-6 hour wait, and I get next, and they go, oh, your room's right over here. So I was like, uh-oh, things aren't good. And so I went in, and I remember spending the night there. Everyone was, you know, super friendly, but everyone was just trying to figure out what was going on, because statistically, you don't get diagnosed with two forms of cancer at one. You know, one can lead to another spreading in your body, but it very rarely happens independently. So for, you know, 24 hours, they were going back and forth, my, you know, my blood doctor and then my, Dr. Sweeney, who was my doctor for testicular cancer, just trying to figure out, you know, chicken or the egg. And then, you know, it came back and sure enough, as far as bad luck goes, I was really lucky because within a week's time, I was, you know, had a surgery, didn't have to go through any chemo for the testicular cancer. And luckily, I'm on one of the first targeted chemo treatments with very mild reactions, and you know, my white blood cell came down, and you know, here I am.
I'm still so taken back by this. So when you were told, was it back to back? Like, hey, you have this, and you have this, or was it you have this? Here's how we can maybe go about treating it, and then oh, by the way, I'm going to add on leukemia or I'm going to add on testicular cancer. Like, how did that whole conversation go?
Yeah. So, you know, what triggered it was my white blood cell count was over 500 times higher than it should be. So, you know, they were and they did an ultrasound because I had a tumor on my testicle. And, you know, again, they're just trying to figure out what's what, because the testicular could lead to higher white blood cell counts and all of that. And you know, for the first day or two, really, well, actually for longer until they got, I had to do a bone marrow test to confirm the CML. And until that came back, they, you know, it was still trying to figure out what's what. So it was just, you know, routine physical, everything was pretty good, and numbers just looked bad in my blood tests, which, you know, I can't advocate high enough for people doing their blood testing and getting physicals regularly, because I was, you know, able to find this before it had spread. And, you know, you joked about having bad luck, but it could have been so, so much worse. Played the lottery a little after. Didn't go well, but.
No.
The first WEINS and Jimmy Fund radio telethon was in 2001. This is the 18th version of this. 2001 is important because your cancer is under control in large part to a drug that was developed in 2001. I mean, that's the sort of advancements we're talking about here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, this year has been really special for me. You know, since being diagnosed, I've been trying to figure out how to live with having a chronic form of cancer, but also wanting to feel like I'm giving back more and whatnot. So this year, between this, I just ran in the rode in the PMC a few weeks ago. But it was 4 years was kind of an important year because prior to 2001, the lifespan was 3 to 5 years with CML. So without imatinib and the pill I take every day, there's a good chance I wouldn't be here. So
now, when treating both at the same time, were there certain things that you couldn't do because of it would affect the other treatment, or how did that all take place?
Yeah. Again, really, really lucky for, you know, CML has less than 9,000 people diagnosed annually with it, which is too big of a number, but as far as cancer goes, it's pretty small. And the imatinib itself doesn't have much side effects, so that wasn't so bad. And luckily with my testicular cancer, it hadn't spread yet. So I literally, you know, got diagnosed or went in for my checkup on a Friday and had my surgery by Wednesday of the final week or the next week, and didn't have to have any more treatment as far as that, and was clean. Just regular testing to make sure that we were doing all right. So the biggest thing after the surgery was really just making sure that my white blood cell count was coming down with the imatinib for the CML, which it did. So,
testicular cancer is pretty uncommon.
Yeah.
Going back to your whole luck thing again,
right.
Sorry, Abe, but it's pretty uncommon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Testicular cancer is pretty common in young people. The CML is the one that's really not. And then the other curveball with it, too, the average person that gets CML is 64 when they have it. And I was 31.
Right. Half after, of that. Yeah,
at the time. So, again, going back to, you know, people don't get two forms of cancer at once. And then, you know, not being 64, it was pretty interesting.
How did the doctors and nurses at Dana-Farber sort of help you along this whole way?
Yeah, the people at Dana-Farber, you know, my partner Jen and I, we talk all the time about how it's the worst but the best place in the world, you know. And at this point, I go back every quarter for a blood test for my CML, and I just feel so lucky when I go there. You know, the people there, they do everything possible, and there's so many volunteers that just go in there to try to make, you know, someone having, you know, potentially the worst day of their life as good as possible. And they do, you know, all the little things from, you know, they don't tell you false promises, but they're honest with you, and their compassion and caring there is just like nothing I've ever experienced before. So, you know, it's really lucky, you know, living in JP, that, you know, the first thing they do, they ask you, you know, how long did it take to get there? And luckily I can joke, and a lot of times I ride my bike there.
Right.
And, you know, we don't have to worry about being put up in hotels, but, you know, you're sitting next to someone that's come. I grew up in Maine. Mm-hmm. There's constantly people there from Maine and all over. You know, it's one of the top cancer facilities in the world, and people come from all over the place to get the treatment there. So, you know, again, back to really lucky as far as bad luck goes, you know, to have it in my backyard.
I'll take it all back. You are lucky.
Yeah, you know what? Turns
you know
out.
Maybe you should be picking my lottery yeah. tickets, because I'm thrilled that things have gone as well for you as they have so far. I love your attitude. I really do. And the way you approach this whole thing, you're an inspiration.
Thanks.
Good to see you, Abe. Thanks.
Thanks for having
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Abe Landau joining us here as we continue on. 877-738-1234 is the telephone number.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.